Actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog. Their bodies found in their New Mexico home during a welfare check. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 351 points, NASDAQ down 117. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side. And that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman has updated the public on the cyber incident that's impacted county government systems. Pittman says the county is working with its Office of Information Technology, public safety officials, cybersecurity specialists, and each department to conduct a full investigation. He says while the investigation is underway, the county is taking precautionary measures to ensure the safety of its systems, which includes limiting access to the internet. Pittman says the county will share the details about the incident when it can, including how it happened and which departments and systems were impacted. There's no given timeline for the recovery. There's no word on the IDs of the three people injured after a small plane that took off from Martin State Airport in Maryland crashed in Vermont on Wednesday. The plane took off from Middle River and crashed into Mount Equinox at an elevation of nearly 3,200 feet. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Justin Tucker softening his comments yesterday regarding the allegations lodged against him. The Ravens kicker telling Clay Travis's Outkick that he, quote, has never intended to disrespect anyone, cross any boundary, or make anyone feel uncomfortable. And to anyone who has felt otherwise, I am sorry, unquote. Back when the story broke on January 30th, Tucker accused the Baltimore Banner of taking his interactions so out of proportion that they were no longer recognizable and presenting vague insinuations as fact. He called it desperate tabloid fodder. And in College Park last night, in case you haven't heard, Maryland stunned at the buzzer.
Rebound Gillespie, shot clock turned off. No timeouts left for Maryland. They gotta go. Gillespie for three. Call or no, Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win.
Oh!
Oh my goodness! Holloman from half court to win it on the road.
Call on BTN, Trey Holloman. With the 60-foot buzzer beater, Michigan State 58, Maryland 55. After the game, head coach Kevin Willard had a feeling.
That's just a tough way to lose a game, but give them credit. They got back, they came back, and Holloman hadn't made a shot all night, so once he released it, I knew that thing was going in.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens report card is in. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job?
Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We can use a little bit of rain, and that's what we've got today. Showers off and on, 66 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 56 tomorrow. Saturday, partly cloudy and near 60. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 53 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Halethorpe, and 54 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, I really have to ask you, where the heck have you been? But don't worry. If you ever miss a show, I don't know if you know this, but you can go to WCBM.com and just click on Kim Klasick Live. And that's a podcast link there. And then you can see where the shows are archived. It's now broken down by hour. So if you knew, if you wanted to listen to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock, that way you could just click on whichever hour that you want to tune into. So if you missed our big conversation there about Fort Howard and what was going on there with the North Point residents, just go to the second hour of the show. We were joined by Scott Pappas, and they're really fighting there to make sure that Fort Howard is just for veterans. And we'll continue to stay on top of this, but also I'm going to reach out to the legislators that represent that area and see, you know, what can be done to see exactly why Speaker Adrienne Jones would submit an amendment for an area in which she has no jurisdiction. And from what I could tell, she lives nowhere nearby North Point. if you guessed if I'm going to be looking at her open secrets to see who donated to her campaign, you guessed correctly. That's where I'm also headed. But I did want to move on because, of course, we did. We have a lot to talk about today, but that took up some time because that is a very important local story. Republicans did pass a spending budget in the House just yesterday. And you had Speaker Mike Johnson on CNN with Caitlin Collins. And, you know, Caitlin, look, I like her enthusiasm, right? She's young. She's what do they used to call a whippersnapper? She's a young whippersnapper, that Caitlin Collins. And she is. You can tell that she's young and she's, you know, chomping at the bit. And she's always looking for breaking news. And I, you know what? I don't knock her on that. That's her job. You know, I like somebody that hustles hard. But you know, Speaker Johnson, you're going to hear in this clip here, he almost tells her to, like, just chill out, like, relax without saying it. Take a listen.
Does instruct the House Energy and Commerce Committee to find $880 billion in cuts, right?
That's right. That's one of the
and
committees.
So how did they get $880 billion in cuts from that committee without touching Medicaid?
Because ENC has it actually has the broadest jurisdiction of any committee in Congress. It covers everything, energy and commerce. You know, the name indicates how broad the jurisdiction is. I challenge you or anybody on your staff, do a word search for Medicaid on the resolution that we passed last night. You will not find it. That is not part of this equation, okay? We're talking about finding efficiencies in every program, but not cutting benefits for people who rightly deserve that. Work requirements for Medicaid. That is something that is public opinion polls almost 90%. You don't want able-bodied workers on a program that is intended, for example, for single mothers with two small children who's just trying to make it. That's what Medicaid is for, not for 29-year-old males sitting on their couches playing video games. We're going to find those guys and we're going to send them back to work. That's what everybody supports. That's what the Republicans are for. And by the way, we find dignity in our work. That's going to be good for everybody.
And I want to follow up on that, but on that Energy and Commerce Committee, the vast majority of funds that they have are Medicare and Medicaid. So when you talk about $880 billion...
That's simply not true.
So where are you cutting from within that committee?
Energy and Commerce's jurisdiction would take us 20 pages to go through, Caitlin. They've got
almost
everything in the U.S. economy. There are large pools in the healthcare components, but that's, we're not going to cut benefits for people who are rightfully deserve it. And watch this play out. Just reserve your judgment. The White House has said that we're not going to do that. The House Republicans have said we're not going to do that. And Senator Kennedy said, hell no. Okay, so you heard it from the Senate, the House, and the White House. So let's let this play out. We have a long football game to play. Last night was the kickoff of the game.
It almost sounded like he was mansplaining, but I felt like he had to, because there, you know, at the very beginning of the interview, she asked her questions, and then he says, no, we're not cutting from Medicaid. If we're cutting anything, it's from the 29-year-old guy that's sitting on his, you know, mother's couch, you know, reaping benefits, which he should not be, which I think anybody and everybody agrees on that. But he was saying these things politely, and then it got to the end where he was just like, would you just stop? That's what I felt. And he said it, but of course, you know, it's Speaker Mike Johnson, so he said it so eloquently. But if you missed it there, they are talking about putting work requirements for Medicaid, which is supported by 90% of voters. And I'm part of that 90%. I would imagine many of you listening to the show, you are also part of that 90%. And I agree with Speaker Johnson that, you know, Medicaid was meant for, you know, single moms with children that are, you know, working their behinds off and just still, you know, below that line. And I think that makes sense. You know, those with disability, I hope they're getting money from disability, right? And again, he didn't even mention at that point illegals. It's not for illegals either, which I guarantee you there are illegals reaping benefits. And that's another great thing on why we're tackling illegal immigration. A lot is going out. And you know what? I will say, Senator Bill Ferguson in Annapolis, he even talked about all the money that we're spending on Medicaid here in Maryland. And he said that some of this could be cut. And that's a Democrat. And he's nowhere near a Trump supporter. That's why I think that, you know, this has been going on for quite some time. I think it does contribute heavily to our deficit. And I think it does it on the state level as well. And I'm glad that they're finally tackling it. And to further the point that many people believe that government assistance should be temporary and should be for those, obviously, those are dealing with disabilities. But, you know, if you're an able-bodied American, you can go to work. And, you know, you can get things done just like anybody else. It should be temporary. You know, you fall on hard times. It happens to a lot of people. It does. But, you know, right now you've got families that have been living on Medicaid for 20 years. That's not how this was set up. I want you to take a listen. There was a woman that put out a video on X, and she was sitting in her car. She's not a Trump supporter, and she even noted as much. But it is a young Black woman, and she was basically talking about government assistance, and how she believed it should work. Take a listen.
I personally don't agree with a lot of things Trump is saying, but this one specific thing makes sense to me. To all the people that's on Section 8, he is giving y'all 2 years to get on your feet. Trump said stop being dependent and become independent. I agree. I'm not no hating ass bitch. I'm not knocking nobody's situation. But if you really think about it, Section 8 is only to assist you to get on your feet. Section 8 is a stepping stone to get you on your feet. Section 8 is not something you should depend on for the rest of your life. Government assistance is not something you should depend on for the rest of your life. Keyword, assistance. To assist you. Y'all done got too comfortable. Too comfortable. There's people that's been on Section 8 for like 10 plus years. That's a long time. Within that amount of time, you should have a lot of money saved up in your bank account, in your savings account. Y'all too busy buying the newest shoes, buying the hottest cars, trying to keep up with the trend, buying designer purses, buying designer clothes, but you're in public housing. If you can buy designers, you can pay your house rent without assistance. Let that sink in. If you can buy designers, you can pay your house rent without assistance. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of single mothers out here also that need those type of assistance. But if you're just comfortably living off Section 8 and don't care, that's crazy to me. That's the reason why nobody else can get in, because y'all be on Section 8 for years. Y'all not thinking outside the box. Y'all being so dependent. Stop being so dependent and let's become independent.
Now, there you go. So that is clearly not a Trump supporter, as she noted. And she's pointing to the fact that this has been happening for quite some time. I also found a clip. I couldn't play it because he cursed so much. But ASAP Rocky, a rapper, Rihanna's baby daddy, he just, you know what? He actually just got off of charges. He was charged with, what was he charged with? I have to go back and look. But it was a huge deal because apparently he was found not guilty. Anyways, ASAP Rocky, he was sitting on some panel. And he was there with other rappers, and the conversation came up about Black Lives Matter and police brutality and all this other stuff. And he was talking about the fact that he believed that they should have more police in Black communities because there's, you know, little old women, Black women and such that are really the victims of all of this, and which we can note. Yes, that is very much true. But he also started talking about the government assistance, and he noted, as that woman did, he said, look, I have friends that are government assistants. I know families that have been on assistance our whole lives, you know, that I've known these people. And they are buying designer stuff. They do have nice cars. They're doing all these things while living in public housing, as that young lady just pointed out. And she also pointed out when you're sitting on public housing and you're not treating it as temporary, you're treating it as permanent. When she said that nobody else could get in, you know, basically, these people have understood how to be able to sit on government assistance their entire lives. There is actual data where you can see families in Baltimore have been sitting on government assistance for four generations. There's no incentive for them to get off of it. They'll tell you. I told you guys before when I was running in for office in 2020, we were in Baltimore City. We wanted to hire people right there from the neighborhoods, right? Whether it's Sandtown, Harlem Park, you know, we're knocking doors and we're like, hey, we're looking for volunteers, but we would also like to hire you and pay you for your time. And do you know how many times people would come and say, well, how much are you paid? Because I'm getting assistance, so I can't go over. And I said, all right, well, I guess, look, it's a temporary job because I could possibly lose here. And, you know, it's not like you'll be at the district office or coming to the Hill with me. And I understand that. But, you know, I was running. We were in the special election. I was running for over a year. I said, you don't want to consider it, you know, because we were paying above minimum wage. And they did not want anything to do with it. We had people that volunteered because they wanted to see a change in the neighborhood. But they didn't want to come on as staff because they didn't want to lose their assistance. And so there's people that are playing that game. There are people playing a game of, hey, just pay me cash under the table so I can keep my assistance. And there's a lot of games that are being played here. While there are some people that are falling on hard times that are unable to take advantage of this temporary assistance because of all those that are playing the games. And so it is. It's tough. It is tough. All right, in case you guys didn't hear, we are awaiting the Epstein files. That's what we're told. You know what? Pam Bondi, the new AG, you also have Representative Ana Paulina Luna. Apparently, she's on some task force for it. We're supposed to be waiting and seeing whether or not the Epstein files will drop. Of course, there are a lot of jokes running around on social media right now saying that the entire thing will be redacted. So what does it matter? You know what? I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it, because I did. I was getting some messages about the Epstein's files on X and whether or not I'm going to talk about it today. There's nothing really for me to talk about at this point. You know, when we get the documents and I have time to read it and look through it and see what's not redacted, people are wondering what names are going to pop up. Some people are questioning if the Clintons are going to pop up, especially since Monica Lewinsky just did that podcast interview with Call Her Daddy. And, you know, those clips are actually circulating on social media right now. So some people are wondering, you know, who's going to be involved in all this. And I would say that there's probably going to be people from both sides of the aisle. So if you're thinking that, you know, you can point all your fingers at Democrats or you can point all your fingers at Republicans, I hate to tell you, but this is not one of those cases. Unfortunately, there are sick people that are affiliated with all parties. And it's unfortunate. But we'll continue to wait and see. Also, with the news about Gene Hackman, I guess you saw that because we've been talking about it here at WCBM. Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog found dead in their New Mexico home. I guess we'll learn more about that in the coming days because right now police are saying that there's no foul play. Brian, as you point out, Brian, the producer, he should just come on the show and just speak into the mic on the show. I don't know why he doesn't do that. But he was saying maybe it was like carbon monoxide poisoning or something like that. Because the dog is dead as well, which is very suspicious, obviously. But we'll continue to wait and hear what happened there. Coming up next, I do want to get into USAID. They had the committee hearing. I pointed that out when we were sitting here yesterday. So I do have some sound for you from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Also, not all federal workers are upset about Elon Musk and his emails. And there was a caller that called into the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God and company. And this employee works for HHS. And she said, no, this is music to her ears. As Sean Casey mentioned this morning on the Morning Drive, there are federal workers that I'm sure, like many other, you know, jobs in the private sector, that have been holding down the fort for a lot of people. And you know what? They were probably excited to see that email come out. We'll talk about all that and more coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio, Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. As always, welcome.
Thank you.
Artificial intelligence is everywhere. Has it made its way into hearing aids?
Oh, yeah. It's been there for years. And, you know, a lot of hearing aid companies, they do tons of advertising. So if you are in that box of a certain age and maybe a certain income, or you've just Googled something, you're going to start getting all these ads. And AI has been in hearing aids for years because it's always analyzing the environment, trying to find a speaker and trying to enhance that while reducing the noise. And there's speech intelligibility and all those other fun techie things. What we're seeing now, and I think the next generation will be, is that hearing aids are going to start to pinpoint voices. So, for example, if you were out to dinner and you had hearing loss, it could be programmed to tune into your wife's voice. So over all the noise, it's really going to focus on her. So it's going to be able to take that a step further. And that way you can really hear what you want to hear. And the hearing aids are just going to get smarter that way.
Well, there's so many husbands out there right now who are saying, well, that's great because I haven't heard a word she said for the last 35 years.
And they're like, and I don't want to. Can we have the lower end technology? I don't want to hear her. But it is an option that we are able to do. And it's really cool when you think about that. I mean, we already have a lot of features in the hearing aids with pedometers. So it's taking into a health count and you're tracking your steps and, you know, fall risks and all that other stuff. And it's encouraging movement and a healthy lifestyle, which is very cool. So, I mean, the AI's been there. It's just going to get more specific and really fine-tuned to make it even easier.
Can you adjust it for different environments when you're there using it?
Absolutely. We can do that now. So if you have every hearing aid has an app from the manufacturer you have, and you can really open the app and then focus on background noise reduction or focus on speech clarity. And then they're really able to kind of focus and modify what you want to hear. Some of them, you can even point the microphone on the speaker. So you're overriding the computer and you're saying, my wife is on the right. I want to hear that only. And that's where we're going to listen.
Wow, that's amazing
stuff. It is amazing.
Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100, when silence is not golden.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
My heart's never smiled so hard.
All right. Yeah, you know, we were talking about so many different things. Like I said, the Epstein files, yes, when they're dropped, we'll definitely talk about them. We'll wait and see what happens there. I do have a caller here that wants to weigh in. Because we were talking about government-assisted programs. Bobby in Edgemere. Bobby, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, how are you today?
Good, good.
So this is something that has weighed on my mind for many years, and now you're speaking about it. I live in an area that's rather expensive for property value, whether it's an ownership or rental. And there is an individual, small family, that's been in a house near me for going on 8 years. and nothing has changed. Anytime anything happens or this individual feels bothered by anything, I can't tell you how many times I've heard out of their mouth, all I have to do is call my caseworker. Wait till my caseworker hears this. And it's like they have a relationship with their caseworker to where any complaint, any call is absolutely taken care of, and they are just set. So I also graduated high school in the mid-90s. There is a girl I went to high school with in Montgomery County that lived in Section 8 housing in a very sought-after area with her family in since the 80s that still resides in the place today, and she is 45 years old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, just to think of how far gone this is, it needs reviewed. And, you know, I've been unemployed. I've been with companies that have gone out of business. I had an end date. I also had things that I needed to do to maintain that little bit of income. And so I couldn't agree more. Something absolutely needs done here.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby, I think we all feel this way at this point. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You also.
Thank you. And, you know, this was on my platform. Of course, I was told that I support white supremacy because I was for reforming the government-assisted programs that we currently have. And I'm still for that. We're putting out so much money, so much tax dollars, and we're wasting it. Also, we will probably talk about this tomorrow because this is something I saw in the Gateway Pundit. The DOJ is investigating an empty migrant facility, receiving $18 million a month in shady no-bid contract brokered by Biden's transition team members. So the ICE right now with Elon Musk is looking into this. This facility is in Texas. $18 million a month since March of 2024. You know, a lot of these things starts to add up. And I know there's people in the press that are like, well, that's nothing. That's chump change. It all adds up. It really does. Real quick, USAID, I guess, you know, do I have time to pay this Marjorie Taylor Greene clip here? All right, let's just hear what Marjorie had to say about it.
We'll be making a report in the coming week based on our hearing today. It looks to be that USAID has been completely corrupted. One of our witnesses today talked about USAID funding that went to terrorists, leading to the actual deaths of Americans as well as others. And I think we're going to be looking at an investigation, potentially criminal referrals based on that. That is so serious and egregious. But the administration, Secretary Rubio, has made sure that any life-saving aid has continued, foreign aid has continued. Today, Democrats made claims without proof. They had no pictures. They had no statistics. They had no real actual facts proving that anyone is not receiving food, not receiving life-saving aid. So those are just outright lies. And again, the American people are watching.
Again, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia, USAID. They had their committee hearing yesterday, and they're finding a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse, as you can imagine. So she said they're going to update more next week, so we'll keep our eyes on that. Coming up next, so you want to hear about this federal worker and the fact that she likes the fact that Elon Musk sent out the email. She doesn't find it intrusive or invasive. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He is not backing down. President Trump says tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start on schedule next Tuesday. Ukraine is on the agenda as Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits Washington today for talks with President Trump at the White House. Israel's released hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the bodies of four hostages who had been held by Hamas in Gaza. Phase one of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal is now complete. Attorney General Pam Bondi says today the Justice Department probably will release files on the late convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Bondi spoke with Fox News. Foul play not suspected, according to authorities, in the death of legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and a dog. Their bodies were found in their New Mexico home during a welfare check. The Dow's up 319 points, and this is SRN News.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their 3-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The annual NFLPA team report cards were handed out yesterday in Indianapolis. Overall, the Ravens did okay, but John Harbaugh slipped a notch. Baltimore ranks 13th overall compared to 15th a year ago, with players citing strong leadership from the owner, general manager, and head coach. The team, however, gets lower grades for treatment of families, locker room, and training room facilities. And then on Harbaugh specifically, last year ranked 20th and given an overall B+. This year, given a grade of B and slipped to 28th in this year's report. Only 75% of Ravens players polled felt that Harbaugh is efficient with his time, which ranked 28th in the league. Meanwhile, Grayson Rodriguez makes his spring debut this afternoon in Sarasota as the O's host the Blue Jays one day after Tomoyuki Sugano made his. Two scoreless innings for the Japanese import, four ground ball outs. Pirates beat the Orioles 7-3. And finally, the great Gene Hackman has passed away. Baltimore sports connection, Hackman starred alongside Keanu Reeves in the football movie The Replacements, filmed at what was then PSI Net Stadium. Not the greatest sports movie ever done, but cool that it was here. Gene Hackman was 95. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland stunned at the buzzer. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
One cold front bringing rain today. There's another cold front over the weekend with some much colder weather. We won't see that big drop in temperature until Sunday. Today, lots of clouds, some showers off and on. It's a mild day, though, 66. Overnight, we're dry, and tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 56. Saturday, looks good to get outside, partly cloudy and 60 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
BGE's Smart Energy Savers program can help your business take control of operating costs by covering up to 75% of the cost of qualifying energy-saving upgrades. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It was 1980-something.
All right. Good morning to you. We were talking about so many different things this past hour, but we're getting caught up, okay? So that's why we're doing so. And before the break, you heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia. She is part of that USAID committee, and they had a hearing yesterday talking about where a lot of this money has been going. And I must be honest here. You know, when you're thinking about the cuts that are being made, I know there are some people wondering, what is this going to mean for the economy? What is this going to mean for federal workers? What is it? Look, there's lots of questions, but you have to admit, this had to be done. And We could argue about the process. We could argue whether or not it's happening too fast. We could argue about, you know, if this is like pulling out the Band-Aid. And, you know, we could argue about that. But it had to be done. Now, I won't say that this is the sole reason that we're in debt. That's not what I'm saying. Obviously, we're sending money all over the place. There's so much that's going on with this. But we also have a spending problem in D.C. We spend a heck of a lot of money, much more money than they receive as far as our tax dollars. And the last time we were talking about being fiscally conservative, like, it's, you know, honestly, is when Newt Gingrich was there. I mean, let's just be honest about this conversation. And so I understand how some people are not happy with the way this is going down. And I can understand why federal workers are not happy with the way this is going down. But I just wanted to note to you, but there are some federal workers that are not like the others. Some federal workers are okay with this because they understand that their job is necessary. They understand that they work hard every day. And so I was going through clips of The Breakfast Club where Charlamagne Tha God and, you know, I guess there's two other hosts that are on that show. They were taking in phone calls from those that work for the federal government, and an HHS employee called in. Take a listen.
Department of Human Services.
Okay. Okay. Well, now, what's up? How are you feeling? Did you get one of those emails? Talk to us.
Yes, I got the email, and I honestly feel like this is a great opportunity to outline what you as an employee bring to the bring to the federal government. And if it's really good what you outline, they could give you an opportunity to get a promotion or something. Mm. Like, God forbid, they ask you what you've done. Any other job, they'll ask you at the end of the week, at the end of the month. Because I used to do bookkeeping. Mm. Okay, so what did we do, you know, at the end of the month? What are the clients that we have to, you know, gear towards to? So at the end of the day, God forbid, anybody make any, and it's just a Democratic thing. It's like, I don't want to get the parties into it, but they don't want to go to work. They want to work from home. People are not working from home. You know, this is what you signed up for. If you don't like it, resign. You know what I'm saying? They gave you the opportunity to find another job. I mean, it's not that hard. You're complaining about actually working. I don't get it.
I'm not mad at your perspective. That's why I like talking to people. I like talking to people, and I like talking to people who are in it, because everybody sees things a different way.
I haven't
heard this perspective.
Do you feel like there are a lot of people that are not working, that are taking days off? I guess exactly.
Absolutely.
What Trump
absolutely. Saying. I work from home. And do you know what? Donald Trump got the gadget idea because Elon Musk, he fired like 80% of the Twitter people or Tesla people for his company, because you can buy a gadget that actually shakes up like you're at the desk, but you're really not working. Because the computers, it shuts off if it's non-activity within like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it requires you to actually work from home. But it's gadgets around that, and people are actually buying it and using it and not working. And this is our taxpayers' money, and you have to work.
Yeah,
get another job. But the people that's complaining about writing the email, it's going to take, 5 minutes out of your day, 10 minutes? I read on Twitter, a guy was complaining, oh, it's going to be an hour. It takes you an hour to write 5 things that you completed? Okay. Mm. Maybe you do need another job.
Oh, so you agree with it. Okay. Thank you, Mama.
Great perspective. That's why you got to talk to people.
All right. And she's with Health and Human Services, this young lady. You know what? I've been hearing from so many people that are complaining about this that I didn't realize that there were so many people that were happy about it. You know, to those federal workers that listen to the show, you know, I guess you could say that, yeah, this is invasive, what, you know, Elon Musk and Trump are doing. But if you heard from that woman there, she's just fine with it. And she's looking at it as like, you know what, I wish they knew what I was doing all day, because maybe then they'll realize that they should pay me more. That's another way to look at it. And I didn't know about these gadgets where you can pretend that you're working and it shakes your computer, I guess, and then it makes it seem like you're actually typing on it. And so that way it doesn't just shut off after the 5 minutes. I didn't realize that they had that. But, you know, apparently, look, and I believe her because I'm sure she has many friends that also work in the government and they talk about these things. And like I said, I bet there are a lot of federal workers that are pulling a lot of the load for their team. And they know when they go on Instagram, their teammate that should be helping them out, they see on their Instagram stories that they're, you know, toasting shots in Miami? Because it happens. It happens. Look, you guys know I grew up in Southern Maryland in Accokeek. I have many friends that work for the federal government. Some of them work. A lot of them don't. And, you know, it's funny because I'll go, like, say I'm on Instagram or anything like that. And, you know, I'm constantly running around. Like, you know, I left here yesterday. I had to go straight to D.C. and then film for the podcast and then come back up, you know, get Olivia, do it. Like, so I'm constantly running, which is fine. I like to work, you know, God bless me with the opportunity to be able to do so, right? Because things could be worse. But I do have friends that will complain about having to put in 2 or 3 hours worth of work. And you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, you know what I mean? And so it's, I used to make fun of my friend because she would say, I deserve this trip to Miami. I deserve a vacation. I'm thinking, you really think that? Yeah, you don't say it because you're like, oh, this is my friend. You know, just, if she wants to rant and rave right now, let's just let her rant. It's fine. But, you know, to myself, I think, like, you barely work. What do you mean you deserve this? You barely work. But then we had other friends who are always on vacation, always, and they're federal government workers. And the running joke was like, you just couldn't get fired. And so many people knew that if you could get into the federal government, usually they say, oh, you hit the jackpot. You really can't get fired and you get raises. What do they do it? They do it annually, don't they? I don't know. When they put them up like GS, whatever, and they keep going and climbing up the ladder. Well, anyways, you know, we would joke about it all the time. We would joke about it. And my friends that were in the federal government that do not work, they joke about it too. They joke about it too. So, yes, do I have some friends that are a little worried about what's going on right now? I do. Do I have a ton of sympathy for them after they've taken their, you know, 16th vacation already here in February? No, I don't. I don't. I don't, because I know that they're not working. They know that they're not working. Like, you can't get upset about that. I did want to just bring to you, because I said I would bring to you what's going on with the Adnan Syed case. He was in the courthouse yesterday, and it's such a sad story because this has been dragged out and been going on for quite some time. I'm going to play the audio here so you can get the backstory. But the fact that State's Attorney Ivan Bates is cleaning up this mess, again, left by former State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, I feel bad for him and his team because now they kind of look like the bad guys. Take a listen.
We are hopeful that the court will see what we see, that he is a walking demonstration of a positive and contributing member of society.
Adnan Syed's future hangs in the balance as he waits for a ruling in his request to reduce his prison sentence. Today, during a high-stakes hearing, a Baltimore judge heard emotional testimony from both sides, but didn't make a decision. Instead, she said she'd either issue a written opinion or schedule another hearing if necessary.
This all comes on the heels of an 11th-hour decision from the state's attorney, Ivan Bates, to drop the motion to vacate Syed's conviction in the death of Haman Lee.
Bates says that he didn't make that decision lightly.
I try to be as respectful and sympathetic as possible, especially because Mr. Lee has not been treated very fairly at all by this office or this system.
And we have team coverage tonight following these developments, starting with Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor. She was in the courtroom all afternoon and has the very latest for us. Rebecca?
Well, after first being thrust into the spotlight more than a decade ago in the viral serial podcast, today this long legal saga took another twist with Syed's freedom once again on the line. Tonight, a circuit court judge still considering his request for a sentence reduction through the Juvenile Restoration Act. That law provides a pathway to early release for people who were convicted of crimes as minors and have served at least 20 years. For background, Syed was 17 when his ex-girlfriend Haman Lee was murdered. Now 43, he has always maintained his innocence. During today's hours-long hearing, half a dozen character witnesses spoke on his behalf. The first, a forensic psychologist who conducted a risk assessment, finding Syed well-adjusted and unlikely to reoffend. Two of Syed's fellow inmates also took the stand, both speaking to his exemplary character behind bars. Since his release, Syed has been working at Georgetown University's Prisons and Justice Initiative. His boss testifying that he's an invaluable member of their team and describing him as kind, thoughtful, and compassionate. Syed's release was, of course, triggered about 2 years ago when former City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby filed a motion to vacate his conviction, citing new evidence, possibly pointing to other suspects. But his conviction was reinstated last year following a procedural challenge from Lee's family. As you mentioned, coming in late last night, State's Attorney Ivan Bates threw out Mosby's motion to vacate, claiming it included false and misleading statements. Although Bates does still support Saeed's sentence reduction, saying this case is precisely what legislators envisioned when they crafted the Juvenile Restoration Act. Saeed's attorney speaking to that stance outside of court.
The state agrees that Adnan is worthy of a sentence reduction. The original sentencing judge agrees that Adnan is worthy of a sentence reduction. And we are hopeful that this court will as well.
On the other side, that stance has been difficult for the Lee family to grasp. During victim impact statements, Lee's brother questioning, "Where's my representation?" Through tears, her mother adding, "This is really America? Is this not supposed to be where justice is alive and criminals are punished for their sins?" The family's private attorney arguing Saeed's, quote, lack of remorse and refusal to accept responsibility for the brutal murder, despite the overwhelming evidence of his guilt, leaves him undeserving of leniency. Tonight, Bates saying while his heart goes out to the family, as the state's attorney, he represents all Baltimore City residents. Now, Judge Schiffer's ruling could come down at any moment. In court, she was clear Saeed remains a convicted murderer, and he is not the victim in this case, while also acknowledging that he's not the same person he was at 17 years old. Once she reads a final decision, we will keep you updated here at Fox 45. But for now, reporting in Baltimore City, Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
All right. Adnan Saeed. All right. So I think many of us established that he was released because state's attorney Marilyn Mosby had to put a Hail Mary in the air in hopes of saving her seat as the state's attorney. And so she thought that if she made sure that Adnan Saeed was released, she would be some kind of hero. And she believed that would secure her seat back in office. It didn't work out that way. People were tired of her shenanigans, okay? So now you have State's Attorney Ivan Bates. I think the problem is, it has always been, that she never presented any evidence that he didn't, in fact, kill this young girl, Heng Ming Lee, right? So there you have her mother and her brother were there at the courthouse. The mother was speaking through a translator. If you want to check out the entire coverage, you can. It's probably easiest to go to Fox 45 at this point because they've got lots of clips on it. But the mother, through a translator, I mean, she was basically crying, as any mother would, that, you know, I can't believe we're back in court with this guy after, you know, he killed my daughter. Now, do I think he's the same person he was at 17? No. Do I think Adnan Saeed is some serial killer? No. No, I think he and his girlfriend in high school broke up. I think he was upset about it. She didn't want to get back together. I think he got emotional and he killed her. That's what I think happened. Do I think he's going to go out there and kill somebody else? No, I don't. Would he be emotional in another relationship? I don't know. I don't know the guy. But this is where, you know, as her mother said, this is where we honor rule of law and we have law and order. And could you imagine if we go back to every criminal case for every murderer and said, oh, well, let's just see, are they the same person they were? No, no. When they were 20, yeah, they killed that guy. But now they're 45. So it's, yeah, you're totally different. Sure. And I won't deny that you're not the same person you were at 20 that you are now at 45. I'm not going to deny that, right? But at the same time, you know, too bad, so sad. You murdered somebody. So now they're arguing that they're hoping that they can get this judgment where he was a juvenile at the time. And they're saying, you know, he was charged harshly, even though he shouldn't have been, because I guess he was, you know, just a juvenile. And so they're trying to get him, you know, as I guess time served at this point. You had Georgetown University, who hired this guy because he got out. And I'm sure Georgetown thought, you know, that Marilyn Mosby had her ducks in a row and that this was really an innocent guy that had been locked up. And now he's hosting this program. And, you know, I'm surprised that Georgetown is kind of, you know, clamped down on this. I guess because they got to know him since he's been out. But I would think that I wouldn't want somebody around students that wasn't clearly, you know, exonerated. I guess that's just me being a mom. I don't know. I don't know if I would want him on campus, to be honest with you. But they were, you know, testifying on his behalf. As you heard there, the judge still needs to make a decision. I don't know what they're going to do. I think, honestly, if I'm being honest, I think they're going to probably allow him to remain free just because he went through all of this already. But I think this is horrible. I think that this young lady's family deserves justice. I think it's horrible that they've gone through all of this. Remember, he's been maintaining his innocence this entire time. I don't think his family, her family has truly had closure. Then you had those podcasters that kind of rehashed all this, and then they started saying that he was innocent, yet no one ever provided any answers on who it could possibly be that killed her. Of course, they were going to other people like his friends. He had one friend named Jay that could have possibly, but it was all speculation. And even State's Attorney Ivan Bates talked about that yesterday, saying, look, there's zero evidence pointing to anybody else. He said, yeah, there's some podcasters that are investigating this, but they haven't come up with any proof. And, we see that all the time. And people have to remember, a lot of these podcasts, a lot of these people that do this stuff, a lot of it is clicks and views, okay? Because their accounts are monetized. So the more you click and view their stuff, the more money that they make. That doesn't mean that they absolutely have all the facts together. They're trying to make money. It's monetized. And so I think people need to keep that in mind. Anyways, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the judge does. But along this line, I do have some audio when I get back by Maxine Stryker, because, you got more people, and I should say liberals in Annapolis, that believe that some of these juveniles really don't know right from wrong. And it's still happening. And they always do this thing. They say what? It impacts kids of color. They always throw that up there. Well, it is impacting kids of color, but in a different way. I'll explain when we get back.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, discover.com/creditcard.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
The Rob Carson Show.
USAID is one of the organizations that funded the BLM riots that killed 30 people and caused $2 billion in damage. They used George Floyd's death, not murder, to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And oh, Thor's hammer is coming down. God's hammer is coming down. Justice is coming for the people who did this to us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. So, yeah, I was talking about, again, some of the legislators in Annapolis. House Bill 1433 is really what I'm talking about here, because you have more liberals saying that juveniles should not be treated like any other criminal, I guess, because they don't really know what they're doing or what they're thinking about. It impacts kids of color. This bigotry of low expectations has got to stop. And I need people of color, not just myself, I need people of color to stand up to say stop with this ridiculous nonsense and these ridiculous talking points. Take a listen.
Lawmakers in Annapolis debating a bill today that would end automatic charging of minors as adults in some cases and leave the decision up to a judge. The bill would give Maryland's juvenile courts jurisdiction over teen defendants charged with some violent crimes. Essentially, it would flip the current system, and prosecutors would have to request juvenile cases be moved up to adult court for even some of the most violent crimes. That does not include first and second degree murder, rape, and carjacking, which would remain in adult court. Advocates say it's more fair and efficient, but those against the bill, including many state's attorneys, some of who testified at that hearing today, say it would put public safety in jeopardy.
The current system negatively impacts detention center operations, delays access to rehabilitative services, and disproportionately impacts kids of color. In addition, the current system is incredibly costly. DJS spends roughly $17 million annually to accommodate youth charges adults in juvenile detention facilities.
We know that the Department of Juvenile Services right now does not have enough resources. Every day we are seeing juveniles shuffled through the system, not obtaining the services they need, and being shuffled right back out. We are doing crime victims a disservice, but we're also doing these offenders a disservice. The resources are not there.
This bill has been introduced many times before in Annapolis, installed. Senate President Bill Ferguson says it's unlikely it will pass again this year.
Okay. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? This whole thing, it impacts kids of color. All right, let's be very honest, okay? There are many people that are committing crimes in the Baltimore region, we'll stick with this, Baltimore region, that are of color. How many times have we been talking about white kids shooting up, you know, whatever? Not often. Do we talk about some Hispanic kids? Yeah, we do. We do. But they would qualify as kids of color, right? So you have these communities that are of color, predominantly black, right, some Hispanic, and they're being victimized by kids of color. And so what they're doing is they're saying, well, this impacts those kids, but it also impacts the communities. It impacts the victims. A lot of the victims are of color. The whole thing is just like, you know, this wordplay. And again, like I said, it's the bigotry of low expectations. They're not focused on education. They're not focused on really rehabilitating these kids. You know, it's the school to prison pipeline. That's how they like it. And I'm so sick and tired of it, but I do. I need black Democrats in Annapolis to wake up, the Congressional Black Caucus. I don't know why you still sit there and you allow these people to sit up there and say, because they're always talking about how much they hate white people every, you know, most of the time. But you have these white people say that these kids of color don't know any better and they're too stupid not to know to, you know, carjack somebody at gunpoint. When does the Congressional, or not Congressional, the Black Caucus in the Maryland General Assembly, when do you guys stand up and say, stop using our community and exploiting us so you can get more money towards your endeavors? When do you stand up and say that? I really want to know. Because if we're talking about racism, as you talk about often, the Black Caucus, this right here is racist. This is racist. This is it. You're looking for racism every day? I found it. I'll continue to wait and see. I know they won't say anything, but I just had to say that. Also, don't forget, Governor Wes Moore's approval rating came out from the UMBC poll, 61% to 52%. Governor Moore, we told you earlier how you can get your approval rating back up. Get rid of Vincent Schiraldi. All right, Brian, as always, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner.